You're listening to the Google Ads Podcast, brought to you by Solutions 8, the Google Ads agency.
Hi, everyone. My name is Carmen. I am a senior client manager here at Solutions 8. And today, I wanted to share with you the strategy that we used to move from Performance Max to Standard Shopping Campaigns and how that doubled our clients' revenue in just under 2 months. Just to give you a bit of context in terms of our client, they sell pushchairs or strollers, buggies for infants or toddlers in the UK market. It is a very competitive market because there are a lot of retailers who sell the exact same product. We were running Performance Max campaign for them in 2023. And with Performance Max campaigns, there is very little control in terms of how we can optimize the campaigns. So at the end of November 2023, we decided to switch over from Performance Max campaigns to Standard Shopping. These are the different product categories that we broke out the Standard Shopping campaigns into. This gives us better control over the search terms because now each one of these Standard Shopping campaigns have their own unique search term. We can also control the budget that's being allocated to each one of these products. So sometimes the client will tell us, hey, we actually have a lot of stock for this particular product. Can you help us increase the budget for this particular Standard Shopping campaign? With the Performance Max campaign, we were never able to do that. That one additional thing that we were able to have more control over. So it took around 2 months for the campaigns to really pick up. So we made the change again in November 2023. December 1st to the 31st, we spent $5,500 approximately, and the revenue was $27,000. Divided by the 5500 is already a 4.92. Previously, this client, we've been really just seeing the MER at around a 3 to 4x. The client's goal is to hit a 5.5x MER overall. So with the switch from the Performance Max campaign to Standard Shopping, we already saw an improvement in just the first month of December. What really happened was in January, as the Standard Shopping campaigns started to learn more, we doubled the revenue here, 108%, compared to December. So we doubled the revenue and also the MER for the campaigns, 56,000 here, divided by, again, the same time frame is divided by 7548, which is the cost of our ad spend. And this client is not doing any other marketing. It's just Google Ads for paid media and overall marketing strategy. So it hit a 7.5 MER on Google, 7.5 MER overall. So doubled the revenue for the client and also was hitting a 7.5 MER since we switched over from doing a Performance Max campaign to Standard Shopping campaigns, breaking it out into individual product categories, having more control over the spend, the search terms that were coming through. We not only switched over from Performance Max to Standard Shopping, but we also decided to focus on one key thing that helps differentiate the client from competitors. As I mentioned, this client is a retailer for pushchairs and strollers for infants. There's not much differentiation between the different competitors that are in the landscape, but what's interesting about what our client offers is that they offer refurbished products. So refurbished products are those products that come back. So customers return them to my client, and the client can then discount the product itself and sell it at a lower price point. There's really not much differentiation between the different retailers selling it. Seeing in the Standard Shopping campaigns, when someone searches up this product and seeing that, hey, there's this one particular product that is much cheaper compared to others, it doesn't matter that it's a refurbished product because people are going to be interested. They'll click into it and then potentially purchase another product that could be even a full price product inside of the website after they've made it in. But the fact is that we were able to get them into our website and then they started checking out our website and potentially didn't just buy the refurbished product, but actually went on to buy a full priced item. In this example here, the product here was $945. So that's what attracted them. And it's a refurbished product. That's what attracted the people to click onto the ad. But once they came onto the site, they didn't actually just purchase this product. They actually went and purchased a full priced item. This is the value per conversion. Once they came to our site, they saw the refurbished product. They're like, okay, cool. And then they ventured around and they ended up in the end purchasing a different product, a full price item. This is one example. Another example right here is, again, people clicked onto the refurbished campaign, saw the cheaper refurbished product. And then when they came onto our site, they didn't purchase the refurbished product. They actually went on to buy the full price item. The refurbished standard shopping campaign is a really great strategy that we've utilized for this client to have a differentiation compared to our competitors, where there's not much competitive advantage that can be seen just by showing the product. So price differentiation was a great factor for us to have that leverage compared to other retailers. These are the two strategies that we used for our client, first switching over from Performance Max to standard shopping campaigns, and then also figuring out the one key factor that gave a competitive advantage to our client that helped them to double their revenue and also increase their MRR in just 2 months. Hope this was helpful. Let me know in the comments if there's any questions, and happy to jump into it. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Google Ads podcast. For more ways to grow your business with Google Ads, you can subscribe to the Solutions 8 YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. And if you'd like to work with the best Google Ads agency in the world, you can visit Solutions8 at sol8.com.
Custom here. If you're running Google Ads, even if your campaigns are successful, my years of experience have taught me that there are almost always enormous improvement opportunities. Now, what if the best Google Ads agency in the world was willing to review your Google Ads campaigns for free and provide you with a comprehensive action plan, no cost or obligation? Notice, I didn't say audit or evaluation. I said action plan, a bullet point by bullet point breakdown of exactly what needs to be done to improve your Google Ads campaigns. Yours to keep, no cost or obligation. Head over to sol8.com to get a free Google Ads action plan customized for your business. No strings attached. That's sol8.com, sol8.com.